Radio.
Oh, Nats Sound. Welcome to Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and FederalBaseball.com. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Dave Nichols from the District Sports page and Doghouse from Federal Baseball on the line, coming to you after the Nationals 3-0 win over the Cubs in Wrigley Field. Take 2 out of 3 in Wrigley, Doghouse. We'll start with Max Scherzer on the mound. I just had to hang up on Dave because his phone was going nuts again, so hopefully he'll call right back. But Max Scherzer, 5-3, 1.67 ERA, 2.02 FIP, 1.99, 2.34, 2.90 line against this season, coming off an 8-inning, 110-pitch start against the Phillies last time out, 10.75 K per 9 and 36 innings pitched in May, 4-1 and 5 starts this month. 5 scoreless to start things tonight, 8 Ks on 79 pitches, 13 Ks total, 7 scoreless, 108 pitches overall on the night. A dominant outing by Max Scherzer. Doghouse really had the Cubs just shut down basically the whole game.
Holy cow, this is basically everything that you could ask for from a start. Scherzer came out there locating his fastball, working around, I don't know what Hunter Wendelstedt thinks the strike zone's supposed to look like or how it's supposed to change with every pitch. But Scherzer worked around that. That walk he gave up, there were at least 2 strikes that were called balls in that one. That was horrendous. But he came right back and powered through it. I think he gave up, 5 hits on the night? A lot of them easily played, or at least the contact that he gave up. 13 Ks. Holy cow. I mean, almost two-thirds of the outs without any contact being made. This is exactly what I like. See, you can strike them all out and go 7 innings. Strike them all out. Everyone's
B2K. B2K.
I'll give you that it's not trivially easy, but there's no reason not to strike people out if you can. And boy, Scherzer can. I'm thinking of one in particular. He struck out Addison Russell to start off the 5th inning. And this is, after 4 innings, he's 60-plus pitches into the game. And the strikeout pitch that he got him swinging on, 98-mile-an-hour rising fastball that Russell just could not catch up to. And we saw him touching 97, again later in the game before he came out. This is a guy who's got just immense physical talent and the know-how and the technique to go with it. And I hope we get to see him stay healthy and pitch like he is for many seasons to come.
Dave, sorry about the late start and having to restart you there, but as Doghouse mentioned, 13 Ks, 5 hits allowed, just 1 walk. Odd stat I noticed, 1 ground ball out the whole night, 1 for 5 ground outs to fly outs on the night. Max Scherzer just dominant, dialing up to 97 at times, working the curveball in there, change ups when he wanted to, just really dominant outing against the Cubs and a good hitting Cubs team for the most part.
Well, I heard Doghouse disparaging Hunter Wendelstedt's strike zone. Doghouse, don't you know his father invented umpiring?
Boo, Wendelstedt's a bum.
He can call whatever strike zone he wanted to. His father literally invented the position. Scherzer was just dominant. I mean, the guy was good to start off with. He got better as the night went on. It seemed like he saw Lester was striking everybody out, so he said, I need to one-up this guy and do even more. He's got that extra gear where he throws 94-95 all game long, and then in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th inning, we see 96, 97, 98. He reaches back for it when he wants to blow guys away. Lester took him to the warning track his first time up. The next at bat, line one down the left field line that was damn near a hit. So he said, you know what? Here's 97. See if you can catch up with that, and struck him out on a few pitches. Scherzer's fun to watch pitch. Dare I say it, he's the pitcher that everybody wishes Steven Strasburg was at this point.
Oh, why does it have to always turn into disparaging Strasburg? I agree, though. Fun to watch. Exactly what you want from an ace on your staff, and just a dominant outing by Max Scherzer overall. John Lester wasn't too bad either. Doghouse, after an 0-2 April, Lester was 4-0 with a 1.85 ERA, a 4.43 FIP, and a 2.21, 2.86, 3.80 line. against in five starts this month, 4-2 on the year after signing a six-year, $155 million deal as winner, three scoreless, a walk single, E4 led to UNL Escobar scoring in the fourth, 1-0 at that point, a 34-pitch fourth kind of pushes his pitch count up a little bit, 2-0 Nationals after Harper's opposite field home run in the sixth, 10 Ks total from Lester on the night, 2 walks, 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned run, a nice outing for him. Unfortunately, he ran into the proverbial buzzsaw in Max Scherzer.
Yeah, you give Scherzer 2 runs, it's basically 1.5 more runs than he needs. Lester certainly put together a good outing tonight. You know, 2 runs in 7 innings. How many times did we see Jordan Zimmermann do something like that and come away with a loss over the years? But you know, he got his share of help from Wendell Stett as well, who was a little uneven, but gave him stuff like strike three against Escobar that was about 5 inches outside. Of course, that was probably because Escobar had been yapping at him the pitch previous to that. But we saw a couple more of those. Wow. Yeah. Robot umpires now. He's basically arguing my case for me again there. But yeah, a night like this when Scherzer's dealing like he was, and I'm sure we'll get to Casey Jansen later, you've got to be perfect. And Lester was all but perfect, but that was a big butt there. And 2 runs was enough.
Dave, one of those 2 runs, as we mentioned, comes on Harper's home run, his 18th of the year. After his home run in the sixth, 4 doubles, 13 home runs in the last 24 games, 19 walks, 15 Ks over that stretch. Leads all players in the 2015 All-Star voting, NL players, I should note, in the 2015 All-Star voting, as we learned this morning. You want to say that nothing surprises you at this point, but that opposite field home run kind of caught me off guard, too. Just the second home run Lester's allowed this year by a left hand. Another nice blast by Bryce Harper, who just continues to impress every day.
It was just a high fastball that he went up and clubbed. I mean, that's a pitch that, you know, that when a guy's not going well, he'll foul off or he'll swing through. You know, that's not a pitch that you're supposed to get a lot of muscle on and drive, and that's exactly what he did. I mean, he's been really impressive with the opposite field home runs. For me, more impressive than the 480-foot shots that we've seen him pull. I mean, we know he's got power. We know he's got pull power. But up until this season, those outside pitches have more been fly balls and strikeouts rather than him squaring them up and getting good wood on it. I thought it was interesting during the radio broadcast that they said he's hit 6 to left, 6 to center, and 6 to right. I mean, that's the mark of a true home run hitter. And, you know, that ball, you know, wasn't a wall scraper. I mean, it was 6 or 8 rows back. So, you know, Bryce Harper is a lot of fun to watch. He is maturing as a hitter before our very eyes. What I found interesting there on the TV, his very last at bat, the catcher went out to talk to the relief pitcher, and Harper's there talking with Wendell Stett, having not an animated conversation, but an extended conversation. And you just have to wonder what he's talking about there. Is he talking about the strike zone? Is he talking about the weather? Is he talking about, you know, his plans after the game? It's interesting to see him maturing as a player, not just on the field, but his overall game, his approach, his status, you know, in the clubhouse with the media, with the umpires. Yes, he's had a couple of occasions where he's lost his temper and gotten the boot, but this is a player that's growing up before our very eyes, and it's just wonderful to watch.
I like to imagine that him and Hunter Stennell and our Wendell Stett were sharing their stories about how bad an umpire Marvin Hudson is, but without a mic on, I guess we won't know what they were actually talking about, doghouse. Did we see, just to jump out of this game for a second, did we see both of the All-Stars for the Nationals tonight, Bryce Harper with that home run and Max Scherzer on the mound? I don't know who else is going to end up in the All-Star game. If there, no one else is in the top five in the voting in any position outside of Harper, and I don't know any other pitchers, maybe Drew Storen as well, but you thinking Max Scherzer and Bryce Harper definitely going to the Midsummer Classic?
I don't see how there's any way that that Harper does not start in the All-Star game for the NL. It's tough for me to imagine right now Scherzer not starting, much less, you know, he should at least pitch the All-Star game. We'll see if he starts or not. But those two, I think, are overwhelming shoe-ins to be All-Stars this year. No one else, I think, has really put up the numbers and earned it so far this season. You know, we've had some slow starts, some uneven play, and I think not enough to get the recognition outside of D.C. From any other position on the field so far. Certainly, Storen has got the performance for it, but there are going to be plenty of other teams that the best player they can offer is a relief pitcher. I'm looking at you, Phillies, because they may have traded Hamels by then. So that's going to be needed to fill out the roster for those who are not so blessed with riches.
And just to follow up on our previous conversations about the Phillies, there's a lot of talk about Ryan Howard to St. Louis now that Matt Adams is out for a couple months with an injury. But we'll get back into this game, Dave. 12-game hit streak for Ian Desmond after a one-out double in the first, 15 for 45 over that stretch at that point. Five doubles, two home runs over the stretch, 16th double in the fifth. Really swinging the bat well for James. Ian Desmond continues to kind of pick it up. A 12-game hit streak's nothing to he's at. I don't know where I was going with that sentence. I walked myself into a corner. Desi's good.
You know, Desmond's feeling it right now. I mean, he's a guy that when he's collecting base hits, he collects a lot of them at the same time, and we're seeing that. You'd like to see a little bit more pop. I don't think that anybody would have said, hey, if Danny Espinosa is second on this team in home runs on Memorial Day, would you feel good about what's happening? And I think in general people would have said no, but that's not to knock what Desmond's doing elsewise. He's starting to collect some base hits. We've seen him clean his defense up. I'm sure the power is going to come as the weather warms up. But yeah, he's in a nice little spot right now, and it's good to see that because he hasn't been in a good spot for the entirety of the season.
Yeah, man, nice play to end the game as well. Strong throw for the last out of it. Got a little interesting there in the eighth, though, doghouse. Matt Grace, who gave up the walk-off hit last night, so he kind of took the blame for it, but hard to blame him on that one. But on in the eighth tonight, double by Jorge Soler on the first pitch he threw, hit by pitch on Anthony Rizzo. That was all for him. My new favorite reliever, Casey Jansen, comes on. Three straight outs to strand the two runners he inherited. Still 2-0 at that point. As I put in my notes, I think I like Casey Jansen.
Yeah, as I put in my little post-game bit, he earned the heck out of that appearance there. He got a shutdown there, according to WPA, and I think according to everyone who was watching that inning. The way he laid out for that bunt and could get nothing on it because he's throwing from the ground, but he threw it with a true hop to Zim so he could scoop it there. And as they pointed out on the broadcast, no one's behind Zim, and that ball gets by him. It's two runs. So good on Zim on the other end of that. But wow, what a performance! He comes out there with not so much, you know, fastball 87. Got some off speed in the high 70s, but he keeps people off balance. He gets playable contact out of it, and he just his intensity that he brings to the mound. He's out there and he wants to win that game, and he did tonight. Well, not 1-1, but you know, because pitcher wins are stupid, but metaphorically he did.
Dave, I saw you tweeting on Twitter about how Casey Jansen at 34 now is kind of towards the end of a good career in the major leagues, but having that veteran presence in the bullpen now, they were kind of missing that when he was out recovering from the shoulder problems at the beginning of the season, but he goes out there and does exactly what you expected of him and what you need of him from a veteran reliever when he went out there tonight in the mound at Wrigley.
Yeah, you know, through accumulation of injury and just, you know, old age for a ball player, he's really on his last legs. We saw that, you know, he couldn't get started this season, and He's only out there throwing 86, 87 miles an hour. You know, but he's throwing it crafty. You know, if he was a left-hander, they'd call him crafty. You know, whether you want to call it onions or huevos or cajones or whatever you want to say, he's up there pitching with it. He's an interesting case study, and it's going to be fascinating to see if he's going to be able to fool them all year long, because the Nats really, really are in need of that veteran right-hander in the bullpen that's seen it all and done it all. And he's certainly done that. I mean, he's had a couple of 40 save seasons, and you know, he's been the full-time closer on teams before. So I think he's going to be a good addition. It's going to be whether he can withstand it physically or not, and it's going to be an interesting case study this summer.
Max Scherzer, 6-3, 1.51 ERA on the year. Drew Storen, 16 saves. Nationals, 28-19 on the year after taking 2-3 from the Cubs and Wrigley. 9 straight series wins, which we stress over and is what good teams have to do to win their division, and Nationals are doing it right now. 28-19 on the year, 3-0, a day off tomorrow, then a 3-game set in Cincinnati this weekend. Nats Nightly is sponsored by the District Sports page and federalbaseball.com. Enjoy your day off, gentlemen, and we'll talk to both on Friday night.
Robot ump.
Robot ump. B2K.